Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam, here for the 36th sabbatical study. Bir Ha'elotika. When you ascend, when you step up, when you light us up, here, this 36th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong right here. Now, there's a theme that goes through these Torah readings and feedings, almost like a string holding all the pearls of wisdom together right here. Pick up on one of the themes, the old generation and the new generation. Let's pick up with this. Also, Hail off Ayakongo Dawid Rising as well. Also, Graphic. I'm going to share right here at the top of the eye. We're here for the after the Shabbat.
I ain't got no one stop.
Wants to go out of the house, nigga.
Jasper, what?
Jasper, don't you want freedom? We going to promise land. The promised land.
What? Promised land. What? Cleveland?
No, Jasper.
Baltimore?
No, Jasper, the promised land.
What? Oh, the promised land. Minnesota?
Yeah, some of them not know where the promised land be.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, give the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, give the promised land. Give the promised land.
So here on the in and the iris, this Torah reading and feeding is a distinctive break between the old generation, going to reason and bring out the reasonment right here, and the new generation right here. Yes, I, the generation Jah took out of the promised land, he was not well pleased with that. He wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. You can see a likeness even here in this north country. Generation. week, last week, right there, Aya Congo, musical disciple of Aya Congo, right there, Heal Up Rising. Graphique, we'll sell off. That's up, that's up. Yes, I working out right here, some streaming technicalities right here with the YouTube streaming. Hopefully, this will be well worked out soon. But here at the top of the Iowa for the After Shabbat podcast, you have Rosh Shiloh speaking to this generation.
Oh, oh, yes, now, oh, well, now, yeah. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky situation I see, enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devils in the sky. They curse, they fight, war and terror they play. Shedding blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Help your brother out and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evil ways. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
Yes. Update right here. The live stream says waiting for Rastafari Israelites on the YouTubes. However, the same stream is playing on the Facebook, just a kind of FYI for ones and ones who are seeking to tune in. Hopefully this will be corrected soon. But at the present time, you know, some of us technologically are working on it. But here's Shabbat Shalom once again, brothers and sisters. Here for the Shabbat day, we have Rastio with Sabbath Day. Hear it.
Come you children, obey the Father. Rasta the liar is the most high, high me say. Bless the Sabbath day, God the Sabbath day, Sabbath day.
Shalom, Stenbet Shalom, brothers and sisters. Still have some technicals with YouTube's. It's streaming, the same stream, still streaming on Facebook, but it seems as though there's some technological difficulties with YouTube's. It says it's supposed to be streaming, but then it says it's waiting. So just a message to the brothers and sisters right here, here, here. Yes, I, for this 36th sabbatical, going to ride up while we're still in the background trying to get some things, you know, more right and accurate. Yes, I give thanks, brothers and sisters. Shabbat shalom. Send best shalom.
Hey, send best shalom. Shabbat shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. The Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Here, let's chant them down. Chant down all this technological warfare here on the podcast or against the podcast. Here, the army that is standing prayer right here, here, here. Rise up the chant. That's right. Rastafari.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name. Do it for the sake of your right hand. Do it for the sake of your Torah. Do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
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 Torah.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, brothers and sisters. Yes. Okay, we had to actually give thanks to the tech. You know, yes, I, to the web mistress right there, was able to work things out. And so we're once again on the YouTube's Rastafari Israelites. Just refresh again that first part. For some reason, it's still playing live streaming to the Facebook, but for whatever technological reasons, a workaround has been worked around. So once again, for ones and ones, we live on the Rastafari Israelites. So right there, they're standing prayer, the Amidah here for the Shabbat, after the Shabbat, right here. Selassie is the chapel here. The liturgy, Rastafari credo. Yes, I rise up to chant.
Bless be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sagu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness. Leads us. Help us to forgive, that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer, that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta Kohulum Ayinasaya Meskel Abra the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
From you I live up as a soldier. From you I'm a buffalo soldier. That's why I say, I live. Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. Himself. Himself.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war and go forth to war.
Down of mercy, rude boy rebel Tony. And why you follow me? Let's go now. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. But some the big guy won't test me. So them won't find out how me stay. But not too many, many rebel Tony. I'm a full of body agony. Me tell you, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble. But I'm doing the best that I can. Me wear the armor. Feel what lance them attack me wear the armor. Me no stop counter-react, me wear the armor. Me who a launch them attack, me wear the armor. Me no stop counter-react, me near rebel. Me name Tony Rebel and me a the gorilla. From no entertainer, say me no take no order. Could a lieutenant and me say, could a commissioner, principal, colonel or even the governor. Guy want test me, him a fi raga raga. Can't come with no gun, no bomb, no dagger. You come with the gun and you press the trigger. Me make the trigger stick and make the gun backfire. You come with the bomb and say you are the bomber. Me go in at the bomb and disconnect the wire. When me disconnect the wire, then the bomb catch a fire. You truth me, I tell you, cause you know, say me, I'm a liar, liar, liar. Hear me now, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. But some the big guy won't test me. I told them, won't find out how me stay. I'm not a too many, many rebel Tony. I'm me full up on the agony. I tell you, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. Lord, me wear the armor. Me who a launch them attack, me wear the armor. Me no stop country, me wear the armor. Me who a launch them attack, me wear the armor. Me no stop country, me name Tony. Near rebel Tony and the whole of you should know me. Mama dead a long time, man, me granny grow me. Yes, me have the potential and the ability to go forward and to the prosperity of the BDB test. The name gone in at the cemetery. Maybe Dove Carter, maybe in a Calvary. Cause me no skin up when it come to me enemy. So tell your old man and you tell your old lady. Tell your young sister we just have baby. Tell Master and you fi tell Miss Mary. Tell the whole of them fi come and listen. Rebel Tony, Tony, Tony. So me ball, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. But some the big guy won't test me. I told them won't find out how they stay. I'm not too many, many rebel Tony. I'm a full up of the agony. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. Lord, me wear the armor. Feel who I lost them and talk me wear the armor. Me not stop country, young me wear the armor. Feel who I lost them and talk me wear the armor. Me not stop country, young me near rebel. Me name Tony Rebel and me a the gorilla. From no entertainer, I'm a not take no order. Could a lieutenant and me say, could a the governor, principal, colonel or even commissioner. Guy want test me, him a fi raga raga. Can't come with no gun, no bomb, no dagger. You come with the gun and if you press the trigger, man, me make the trigger stick and make the gun backfire. You come with the bomb, I say you are the bomber. Me go in at the bomb and disconnect a wire. When me disconnect the wire, then the bomb catch a fire. The truth me, I tell you, cause the rebel and a liar, liar, liar. Lord, me ball, oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. But some the bigger, he won't test me. Two them won't find out how me stay. But
remember to me no many herbal to honey. I'm me full up of the agony. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble and perfect in every way. Lord, me...
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel. Would all that were able to go forth to war and 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 go. Would all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, to war in.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. You can call them ministry assets, they're assets in the ministry. And also the brothers, the sisters, Ayinai co-labor efforts and works. This is why we seek to always give due accreditation, you know, the value, that estimation, as the Torah, the scripture teaches us. But just in speaking about even some of the business matters, you know, I love these Torah portion reading and feeding, though we have them only for, you know, a Shabuah, so to speak. You know, we only have something for a Shabuah, or when we kind of pause at a particular Torah portion reading and feeding before moving forward, you know, to the next one. But in discussing some of the business aspects and how we become even more acquainted, like, you know, in a real-time usage of it. I'm just saying that, you know, in other communities, you might think that other communities are very generous with one another. I often hear sometimes, you know, kind of lost found, you know, black and brown, once lost, now found. You know, people often saying we should be, speaking we, like black and brown, black people, so to speak, we should be more like the Jews. We should be more like the Jews. You know, but then when we start to talk about the serious, you know, the meaningful, right, the meaningful issues and subject matters. Not even so much, well, yeah, the issues, but the topics, the themes. Let's talk about it. Like even this Torah portion, the other Torah portion was even speaking about how other communities might seem to have more latitude and longitude with each other. And if we coming in, so to speak, like outside, even amongst the non-black and brown people, you know, and we're around each other and we say, hey, you know, these other people, they show me enough love and they show one another enough love. Now, well, of course, it's almost like when Malcolm was in Arabia, you know, when he was over there in Arabia, everybody knew who he was. They knew what was going on. They knew all his business. Right, so it's not so much as though, you know, from Malcolm's perspective, it was like that became another point to say that he need to break from the Nation of Islam. But also it's a perspective thing, you know what I mean? But truly, other communities of, let's just speak generally in the international level, not just limiting it to so-called civil rights race. See, here's almost touching on another theme from this Torah portion here. And in the wilderness is the mixed multitude. I was thinking about the social media, how social media, part of that is like, you know, linking with the mixed multitude. I even sent, I think, a couple of blurbs forward to some of the Chaverim about that. You know, as we look at the complaining in chapter 11 and also the murmuring of Miriam and Aharon in chapter 12 and the Tabera, the fire licking out, and their lust for flesh, their lust for debtors. You know, their lust for debtors. You know, you are what you eat. Is that a theme that can be brought forward right here? You are what you eat. And is it just speaking about just literally? You say it was excessive. It was excessive. You know, this excessive desire for carnality. That's what it was. That's a desire for carnality. It also affects a lot of other things of business and productivity. You know, because some folks might just want to have fun. You know, like there's a time to work and there's a time to play, as we say. You know, there's a time for everything. There's a time for Torah study. Time to work. There's a time to play. There's time for Torah study. Right? So we have to get in Yahweh. Right, truth and life. Get in Yahweh so everything else can get out of I and I way. You know, getting in Yahweh, truth and life, so everything else can, proverbially speaking, right and exact and in fact, get out of I and I way so we can progress, move forward smoothly, onward and upwardly. So here we have some interesting object, right, some object lessons here, you know, concerning the camp in the wilderness. And we're going to keep and zoom in on that theme right there. In the wilderness, in the wilderness, in the wilderness, even here in the wilderness of this north country, right? Where are we, right? Where are we? How we got here, you know? And also now, how do we move forward, right? How do we move forward from here, right? So first thing first is we're learning about the journey. We're learning about centralization, right? To be centered. You know, the groundation is in the holy place. That's what the groundation, do you not know that? The groundation in the holy place. This is what this Torah portion is speaking on. So we have the fleshy, the carnal, right? The mixed multitude, right? The ones that have mixed, you know, kind of mixed interests, in a sense. You know, they might be like spiritual. You know, people say, well, they're into spirituality. I think this kind of speaks to the whole spirituality, the pseudo kind of argument, spirituality versus religion, right? Because evil spirits are spirits too and can be entered in or can enter in through certain kinds of so-called spirituality or spiritual practice. When we recognize, well, what do these words mean? So also getting to our Hebrew roots, that these words have meaning. But, you know, if you're reading this from a Gentile mind, this Torah portion here, and you're just taking the KJV's word for it, you'll get a certain, understanding, at least understanding of the limitations, basically, that have been set, the context. Now, yes, the whole Masonic connection. That's why we did that vid, that brief IG vid, right, of the difference between Mason, right, and Freemason, right, and building, right, and order, and the camp, and sustainable repatriation, right? You know, liberation, right? Liberation before repatriation. Whom the King of Kings Christ has freed is free indeed. You know, whom the Son has freed is free indeed, the Word made flesh. So this is why we have to get into Yahweh, truth and life, and let Yahweh, truth and life, get into I and I, right? So here we have the complaining, the malcontent, the discontent, discontentment. I think these are important subject matters. There's a lot that we see going on in social media revolves around these principles. And here, HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, gives us important guidance in the way forward, you know, in the way forward as well. So here, give ear right here. We got this Torah portion, reading and feeding, and some of the topical themes. Let's go through it from I and I notes. Also showing some of the copy books. Hope the brothers and sisters have, especially those who have been trotting with us, I hope they have been benefiting by taking notes. Now, ones might say they're going to take mental notes, so forth and so on. Actually, you know that the mind is strengthened, you know. You know, Elohim teaches, you know, by, you know, the pen, you know, the quill, or by writing. Much that would not otherwise truly be known, because even with the writing, you have an evidence. You have an evidence, you have a record. So here we have some of the main themes covering for this Shabbat, Bir Ha'elotika. This is a summary right here. First item is the lampstand. The lampstand, which in the Hebrew is a menorah. We say ha menorah, the lampstand, not candlestick. Not the candlestick, not candelabrum. There's a question, right? A question. The question is why. Why is it not candle? So coming from that, you know, Western Gentile, taking that baby steps at the first degrees, you know, the first basic degrees, right? The first basic degrees, we have the KJV. At the basic degree right there, it says candlesticks, but we give these kind of nuances or these important points of order. There's a point of order right here, basically a point of order. It is lampstand, more correctly, instead of candlesticks. Why? Based on what is it powered by? What is it powered by? We're speaking about oil. That's going to come forward even in the Torah portion of studies, right? And not wax, right? Now, not to take it to Pharisaical or Rastafari kind of extremism of different orders. Like, yes, there's a chant. And the chant, if the chant is overstood or understood, right, and even understood, and one has a good standing in the chant, Rastafari is I and I light. I and I need no candlelight, right? Hallujah, Rastafari, there's no night there. We over that. Right, that he is our light. We don't need that because there's a greater light within in the innermost of the innocence. But in the use of candles or the use of whether the wax candles or the oil candles, just use the fire, right? Don't abuse the fire. Use the fire responsibly. But here for the basic foundation of the understanding and understanding of this Torah portion, it's important that in the first part of the reading here, picking up with Numbers chapter 8 right here, the order of the host, the lamps, and the lampstand. The lamps and the lampstand, right? The second item is the consecration or the laying on of hands. With the prana hands, the laying on of hands, right? The wave offering, that's nufa of Halloween of the Levites, the Lewawiyah. The third item is the second Passover, Pesach Sheni. Also note this, the duality, right? The twofold truths, like the Hebrew, the two truths, Hebraically speaking, right? The duality of the title of this second summary item, the second Passover. Both the second Passover, but also speaking of a second Passover to ones who had to
pass over the observation because of being defiled by a nefesh, being psyched out by a nefesh, a psyche, or in the KJV, a dead body. All right, so we have the second Passover, the second Fasika, Dagmawi Fasika. So there we have the third item. The fourth item is the cloud and the fire, is Jah Yod Heh Weh Heh's technology, the cloud and the fire technology. What was that all about? What's that all for? What can that teach us? Fifth item, the silver trumpets. Ring the alarm. Yes, I ring the alarm. Quick, quick. But what are the signals? Learning the signals. Well, this is for the trotting, for the yarding, the trotting of the camp. So we're getting a view of the camp, of who's who in the camp, right? And this kind of leads forward here, right, to the chapters over here, the order of the host, the guiding cloud, the silver assembly trumpets ringing the alarm, which, you know, what does each sound, right? We say word sound, right, being intelligible to that word sound. To the word sound power. So here we have the silver assembly trumpets. And this is the audio. We're going to kind of record another part of it because we have said Shani, right? Shani instead of Shite. Shane, Shite, which means like two. There's the masculine, the feminine, so forth and so on. But the ringing of the alarm, the blowing of the alarm, the signals. I think this is a very, very important aspect, even giving a little more groundation, right, to the king's music and that word sound of ringing the alarm. But moving forward right here to the sixth item, the journeys, the tribes, the triding, the yarding, Haile Selassie highway, the king's highway. Now, also note the names metaphysically throughout this book, the fourth book, and even moving forward, note the names. A very good metaphysical Bible study is all of the Hebraic type of names that we find in any given sabbatical study or Torah portion reading and feeding, we should take note of in our copy book, right, and take the time throughout the seven, right, such if we read it, you know, within the, you know, the sevenfold sense, you know, like a portion, you know, the first Aliyah, the second Aliyah, the third, fourth, you know, it gives us more time to really meditate on some of, like, the focus. Right, and even strengthen our hearts and minds by focusing. There might be other subject matters in the broader view of the Torah portion, reading and feeding, and this is why we have our copy books, right, to write these things down. Oftentimes we sometimes remember to follow up on something because when we go through a copy book, we see, oh, a note to say self to follow up on this, that we was only able to get into this and this level of the studies, and then we say, Chan, this such and such and such, and, you know, to kind of like relieve that. You know, off of a kind of an active sense of the self and the soul, we wrote those things down, right? And then it becomes a kind of a treasure later on to go through it so that all the ones and ones can have that, you know, that joy, right? Even in that fulfilling of Jawil and really get to experience the Isle of the Set Apart as well as their own pearls, right? You know, the pearls, the subjective experiences. So here we have the journeying, right, from Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea, the first march. There's a halt in Paran. So Paran is one of those names from Sinai to Paran, the metaphysics of it all, right? And then we have the seventh item, right, complaining, becoming complainers, right? The complaining, becoming complainers. We have this seventh item right here, and this whole section is a very interesting section, the complaining, right? We have the mixed multitude on one hand, and even Moshe. We have in the studies, when we study that Hebraic, with that section, we have a chiastic, like a chiasm. I don't know if one's know, like a chiasm, a certain type of structure of writing, almost like a mirror writing right here concerning this this subject matter here. In Nine Rastafari Yeshiva here, right, Nine studies the complaining, right? A Hebraic way of looking at it is that they became complainers. They became murmurers, grumblers, complainers. Now, I'm going to use that as an object lesson, right, and no disrespect, but as an object lesson, say, urban Rastafari, you know, and like, and it's interesting because I think, what's his name as well, one of the Marlies was talking about, you know, ones and ones was reason. I think Brother Yefteya, give thanks, Rastafari on the Brink, had uploaded that as well, talking about, like, we're not just in the city, you know, we're in the country, and this and that, the next thing. But this kind of brings this kind of idea, you know, forward, because then there's this mixed multitude, right, who are not to be identified as the B'nai Yisrael. Right? They're not to be identified as the Levine, you know, keeping it Levitical, right, or churchical, not to be identified on that level, right, as a rank and file, and not as the Kohanim either, right? So who are they within the camp? They are those who came out with the B'nai Yisrael, those, you say, who came out with the Hebrews, and many of them, too, in some sense, would be considered and classified as Hebrew. But now when we speak in these terms today and say Hebrew, because a lot of ones have these still struggling with the iniquity of the Amorites, not yet being full, you know, in this Anglo-American, this Gentile, pseudo-white, you know, a lot of things that black folks, they will superimpose a lot of their, see, you have to be born again, right? You have to be born again. See, this is where that birth, you know, a lot of the Hebrews like to talk about this, like the power from above, but that's the regeneration. But now, here's what's interesting, that what we have is the fleshy desires reigning. That's what we say, I want no carnal or fleshy mind. Right, a couple of topicals here, what was going on or what was going wrong in the mental, right, the psychical, the mind, the mindlessness. Remember those ones defined by the dead body. In the Hebrew, the word is nafesh. It's nafesh or the nefesh, the soul. Tameh, contaminated, tameh, right, by a psyche, being psyched out, right, the mindlessness. You are what you eat. Another particular interesting point right here, the complaining, the grumbling, the malcontents. Now, what do we mean by this? The sons of Israel, note this, the children of Israel, they complained, they murmured, right, to eat flesh, to partake in excess carnality, right, to the disrespect, of course, of the spirit or John's true spirituality because of the mixed multitude. You have to check. You check what I'm saying? You have those who are trotting Rastafari, right, and in the sense of that, like, children of Israel. If you know what I'm saying, you know, devotion to the patriarchs, to the Trinity, right? I mean, to the first power. But still can be kind of psyched out, you know what I'm saying, by the mixed multitude that they are. And they have their own fleshy carnality, the excessive. That's what we pointed out, to partake in excessive carnality to the disrespect, right? Or getting out of balance, you know, where that penta, you know, that pent alpha becomes inverted. Turn upside down, you turn at me. But notice the sons of Israel, the sons of Israel, they complained, right? They complained in a sense because others complained. You have to really get that part right there. Hopefully we get into a little bit more on that. While the meat was in their teeth. Uh-oh. While the meat was in their teeth. That's a subject matter in this Torah portion as well. So now, Ital is Vital. Right? Rastaman said, Ital is Vital. What is Ital? How does Ital and that which is the kashrut, how does that, you know, come together, since His Majesty Gurmawi Nugus Nagas says, for my part, I glory, right, in the Bible and give such significance, right, to the scriptures and for I and I to find the truth for I and I itself. This brings us to the eighth point here, just in a summary kind of overview. Miriam and Aaron, quote, question, end quote. We'll just say it like that. Question Moshe regarding or because of his Ethiopian wife, Ishto, his Kushawit. Right, Kushita Ishto, right? The Ethiopian Hebrew-ness, this Ethiopian Hebrew connection. Because there's still many ones and ones who say they are of Israel, or that they are Hebrews, or that they're Hebrew Israelites, or they are black Hebrews, or black Israelites, or this or that, you know, ascribe, you know, or subscribe, right, to that as their surname, that still do almost what Miriam and Aaron, right, especially Miriam here is doing right here. Now, there's different reasons on this for some of the basics. And the basic, you can say, Peshat, what's very plain, right? And we say, we, right, Ethiopian Hebrews. We're Ethiopian Hebrews. And we say, we're black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah. This connection with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Right? Naum, Yahweh, Jehovah's own oracle right there. But still, one to one, they question that. Right, and especially among many of the alphabet boys and different, we could say, different camps, right? But in my father's house, there are many mansions. So here this kind of brings us to fulfillment, and as a kind of a summary, it's like the true spirituality is presented in the beginning part of the parasha, this Torah portion, for Shabbat Bidha Elotika, Shalom, for Sen Beta Sitalequis, Salam. For this Torah portion right here, the first part of it concerning stepping up, when you step up, Bidha Elotika, when you go up, when you rise up. Right, to do what? To ascend the lamps, to light the lamps, to cause the light, right, to ascend. Right? And why is that important? How does that bring out the centralized and the foundation in the holy place and keeping it heretical? And then looking at the menorah, right? Jah's own appointed menorah, talking about the seven, not the nine branch, not the Hanukkah, but looking at her menorah, right? What he says according to his word in that center branch, the Shemesh. Right, and how that, we can see that as a likeness of HaMoshiach, but also of the tabernacle, right, at the center, right, at the center of the Israelites, right, being at the center, both of the camp, when they are in camp, even in the trotting, even through the wilderness and the journey, and also at the center, right, as that fractal, sacred, geometric, that Isla pattern, within the pattern, both at the center of the community, as an example, writ large, but also being at the center, the heart center, the Shemesh. See, that's the key branch, or that's the key shaft, the lamp, when it speaks about the lamp, even here in this Torah portion, seeing with the heart, right? Then we have the three branches on this side, the three branches on that side, and we have right here the seven seals, once again, in men. Then the second Passover, the cloud and the fire, the silver trumpets, the journeys. Right, and now it's in the journeys, the so-called moving together, we get the complaining, right, and then we get the questioning of authority, right, and the questioning, right, of that Ethiopian Hebrew, that Hebraeo-Ethiopian, right, relationship that Abba Father here in his word already shows, right, he shows the what, the end from the beginning. So we see this here, and when ones and ones question, right, the Ethiopian in the sense of the covenant-keeping Ethiopian, right, as the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, one of the most Yehudi or Jewish of the churches, Ephraim Isaacs brings that forward. There's so much evidence on that right there. Let's just keep it pushing, moving forward, onward and onward and onward and upward. Biha Elotika. And did we mention about the Aliyah, both to step up, right? The many varied usages. One of them is in the going up to the land, returning to the land, Aliyah, right? And when we go up, bringing forward sustainable repatriation right here. Yes, I. But first, we have to organize and centralize an organization. The foundation is in the holy place, hard to call. All right? Yes, I. Rastafari.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Babi Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Babi Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble.
Children of the new covenant, T.I.O. Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get out you till so you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. Children of the new name covenant, hear I, O Israel, the Rastafari is one. Time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah, and if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel, Jarastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Jarastafari is one. Jarastafari is one. Jarastafari is one.
Live by the Torah and the wicked as a crumble. Babi Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by Babi Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah.
elva veka, vishinam tandvanika, viti bastaban, vishitaka bebe teka, vlehtaka badere, ufsahviko vumeka, uchtapta meot al yedeka, vahayula tostapot ben eineka, uchtatam el mizuzot, beteka, uvisha aneka.
Know of a surety that thou seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. They shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions.
Shabbat podcast here for this 36th sabbatical study, Ha'elotika, when you lightest, according to KJV, when you step up, Ha'elotika. Yes, I'm going to zoom in on some of the themes, very interesting themes all packed in right here, the 36th sabbatical study in chapter 11. Yeah, we can call that the Torah Ital is Vital. Yes, so we're going to pick up on that. But here we have a psalm, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 63. Let's rise up the chant.
Shalom Shaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 63.
מזמור סמך גימל, מזמור לדוד בהיותו במדבר יהודה, 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 יהודה.
O God, thou art my God.
Elohim, Eli, atah, 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 atah.
Early will I seek thee.
Ashahareka, ashahareka, ashahareka.
My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. He stopped.
Tell Babylon, stop. Word, sound, and power right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 63. What do we have here? Mizmor Samek Gimel Samek Gamel Psalm LX III. here from the superscription, a Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Yehuda, in the wilderness of Judah. Now, we notice that in the Hebrew we have the wilderness of Judah, but in the Metzaf Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, the King of Kings Bible, it's the wilderness of Edom. Interesting. Which wilderness was it? But the theme here of today's Daily Psalm is an exile's longing. From the Hebraic, the theme, an exile's longing, the Metzaf Kedush, exile's longing in the Midbar, seeking. Exiavia, seeking the true good, the true God, seeking the sustainer and the sustenance. Now, today's daily psalm, this chant, Psalm 63, it's linked with the two preceding and originating in the same disturbed period of David's career. It's interesting looking at the psalms here in the season, the royal order, particularly Psalm 11 and Psalm 116. Some of the themes is very interesting here with the Israelites in the wilderness. Remember where they just came from. This came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of the Hekapta, Egypt, out of Kemet, Samaitawi, you know, the upper and the lower. Yes, but it's interesting because the experience here in the wilderness, as we're in the transition, this is the transition from that old generation, the 40 years wandering, to the new generation. There's 42 stations, right? Even that number, particular number, peculiar number, 42 stations here as outlined furthermore in Numbers chapter 33. And then we see how this right here matches that journey, right, that others in the spiritual, religious, afterlife, you could say expectation to go through the underworld. But here we get the children of Israel traveling through this duat, this underworld, this kind of a Sheol experience on their way to the promised land. So it's almost like one person would say, well, they're going to go to heaven after they die. And another one says, well, I'm going to reach heaven even while I live, but I have to go through the experience here on this earthly plane. This is the difference between Mitzrayim, where they came from, Kemet, and the experience here of the Israelites in this wilderness, in this Midbar. Today's daily psalm also speaks of a wilderness experience. There was a disturbed period of David, of King David's career, the rebellion. There was a rebellion. Remember 1974-75? The godless creeping coup against his divine magic. There was a rebellion that drove him into the wilderness, into the wilderness. Now, in this poem, in this composition, he tells of the longing. There's a longing for the sanctuary. There's a longing for the holy place that had consumed him, recalling to mind the words of Robeno, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior Yeshua HaMashiach, when he said, the zeal of thy house, thy holy house, thy sanctuary has eaten I up. So here, David, a man after Jehovah's own heart, he has a longing that's expressed here in today's daily psalm, Psalm 63, for the sanctuary, for the holy place. And this longing, it consumed him. We could say it burned him. And the consolation now that he found in meditation. In meditation up on Exiavia, the sustainer, upon Yahuwah, upon Jehovah, upon Elohim, the true good, the true God, during his banishment from home. So just an overview right here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, going to write up the royal Amharic first, the King of Kings Bible, and of course, selected Hebrew highlights. But here, the Amharic and the English of today's daily psalm on the dub, Jaja Sida Makam. Here it is, today's daily psalm.
Mazmur 62 በቀንፍ 63 በኤዶሚያስ ምድረበዳ በነበረ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር
አምላኬ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ገሰግሳለሁ ነፍሴ አንተን ተጠማች ሥጋዬ አንተን እንዴት ናፈቀች እንጨትና ውሃ በሌለበት በምድረ በዳ ኃይልህንና ክብርህን አይዘን እንዲሁ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ተመለከቱ ምሕረትህ ከሕይወት ይሻላልና ከንፈሮቼ አመሰግነዋል እንዲህ በሕይወት የዘመን አመሰግነሃለሁ ባንተም ስም እጆቼን አነሳለሁ ነፍሴ በቅቤና በስብ እንደሚጠግቡ ትጠግባለች ከንፈሮቼም ስምህን በደስታ ያመሰግናሉ በመኝታዬም አስብሃለሁ በማለዳም እናገርልሃለሁ ረዳት ይሆንህኛልና በክንፎችህም ጥላ ደስ ይለኛል ነፍሴ በኋላ ተከታተለች እኔንም ቀኝ ተቀበለች እነርሱ ግን ነፍሴን ለከንቱ ፈለጓት ወደ ምድር ጥልቅ ይገባሉ ለሰይፍ እጅ አልፈው ይሰጣሉ የቀበሮም ምድል ፈንታ ይሆናል ንጉሥ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱ የሚምን ሁሉ ይከብራል ሐሰትን የሚናገር አፍ ይዘጋል
Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. For the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. He stopped. He stopped. He stopped. He stopped. He stopped.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari. Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Salam to Tena Yistaling, today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and hereafter the order of Malachias Edek Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm, the 63rd Silsa, sourced
Source Psalm, the 63rd Psalm here. And as we compare and contrast and authorize, revise, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of Garmawi, Haile Selassie, the Haile Selassie version, HSV, side by side with the KJV for today's daily psalm, which has a theme here, Egeziab Yarin Mefeleg, Mefeleg, seeking. Right, seeking mefeleg ekziabihas. Salam to Tena Yistaling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias. Salam to Tena Yistaling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek. Melchizedek. We have today's daily psalm, the 63rd Silsa source. Source Psalm, the 63rd Psalm here. And as we compare and contrast and authorize, revise, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, the Haile Selassie version, HSV, side by side with the KJV for today's daily psalm, which has a theme here, Egeziab Yarin Mefeleg, Mefeleg, seeking. Right, seeking Mefeleg, Ekeziabia, seeking the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, he who be, we be. In today's daily psalm, the psalmist and I and I expresses, I and I desire, intense, I desire to be in he who be, we be's presence, in his perception, as the word says, let this mind be in you, the mind that's in HaMoshiach, Yeshua, and confidently, eifidently affirms, making firm, that HaElohim, the true good, the true God, Egeziabihar, will judge his enemies. Today's daily psalm here in exiles, also theme in exiles, longing. This mizmor, Hebraically, the mezmor, mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, and here from the Metzaf Kedus, side by side, but getting a basic foundation here, this psalm is linked with the two preceding psalms. So you have 61 and 62, the two preceding psalms, and originated in the same disturbed and trials and trying and disturbing period in Dawit's and David's, let's say, career and David's tribe. The rebellion which drove him into the Midbar. What drove him into the Midbar, into the wilderness? As we're in this Torah portion, even in season, we have Bamidbar in the wilderness. Here we have a wilderness psalm, the circumstances and situations that drove David into the wilderness, even the wilderness of Yehuda, of Judah, the rebellion. In this composition here, in this Mizmor, and this Mezmor, Mezmor Dawit, and this psalm, this chant, this intonation, he and I tells of the longing for HaKadosh, the longing for his holy place, for the Mikdash, the Mekdash, the holy place, the sanctuary, which consumes him and I, and the consolation, here's the key that he found in the meditation, in the meditation upon HaElohim, the true good, the true God, he who be, we be, his divine majesty, during his banishment, his exile, his banishment from home. So we have in today's daily psalm, Psalm 63, an exile's longing. Now, according to the psalm superscription, touching on this psalm, today's daily psalm, and the superscription in today's daily psalm, it says a psalm of David, of Dawit, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou the I art, my God, early will I seek thee, I, my soul thirsteth for the eye, my flesh longeth for the eye in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Now, according to this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, intonation, superscription, David, he wrote the mizmor, the mezmor, the chant, while in the wilderness. Have this in a superscription. Be'edomias midre beda benebregize yedawit. Mezmor, in the Metzaf Kedus, comparing this, contrasting to the Hebrew, Mizmor le Dawi, Bihiyoto, Bimidbar, it says Yehuda, Bimidbar, Yehuda, says in the wilderness of Judah here. Here we have Edomias Midrebeda, in the Edomite. Interesting. The interesting nuance here we have in the superscription here, and looking at the manuscript, Mezmor, Silsa Hulet, Bekinfwist, Silsa Sost.
So actually in the ancient numbering is 62, but corresponds to modern numbering. This is the 63rd Silsa source, the Edomias in Edom, the Edomites in Dumia, the Edomias Midrebeda, the Midrebeda, the wilderness, Ben Nebera Gizeh, when he was, in the time when he was, Ben Nebera, when he was Gizeh, the time that he was, yeah, Dawit Mezmor, superscription right here, while he was in the wilderness of Yehuda, or Edom. Perhaps this refers to the period described in 1 Samuel chapters 23 to 24, or to the incident that's mentioned in 2 Samuel, the incident in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. So here, just getting a context with the context of today's daily psalm right here, we have 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 23 and 28, that makes a link with today's daily psalm, Ekeziah Biharin, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, Ekeziah Biharin, Mefeleg, seeking the sustainer, seeking sustainer. So make I and I ride up, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have the Mezmore Dawit, Silsa source, 63rd psalm, superscription. Be Edomias Midre Beda Ben Nebera Gizeh Ye Dawit Mezmor. Superscription. A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Yehuda. The Hebrew brings up Yehuda here in the midst of Kedush. Says Be Edomias Midre Beda, the Edomite wilderness. Ben Nebera Gizeh Ye Dawit Mezmor. Kuter And. Verse 1. Amlaki. Hoda ante gesexalo nese antena tet emach sigayen antenin data nafik etch in chetina uha belelebet bemidrebeda. Oh source, I'm lucky, my source, I'm lucky. Hoda ante gesexalo. Whether ante, to the eye and to none other, to the eye speaking directly to he who be, we be, to the eye. Whether ante, early, will I seek the eye, make the movement towards the eye, Whether ante, igasegasalo. Nefse, antente, temach. Nefse, my soul, my psyche, nefse. Nefse, anten, ante, the eye, with the direct object marker, anten, the eye, and the eye, and none other than the eye, anten, tetemach, she thirsteth, she's thirsty, my soul thirsteth for the eye, nefse, anten, tetemach, sigayi, anten, indeed, tenafik etch. Sigayi, my flesh, sigayi, anten, the eye, ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, and the eye, anten, indeed, how much, indeed, nafik etch, she longs, how much does my flesh long for the eye, speaking directly to source, I'm lucky, what ante, gesexalo, nefse, anten, tetemach, sigayi, anten, indeed, nafik etch. In chetina wuha belelebet bemidre beda. My flesh longeth for the eye in a land wood and water. Wood in chetina and wuha and water. In chetina wuha wood and water belelebet. In that which is without the midre beda. In a wilderness, a midr of beda. Ain of beda, and in a dry and a thirsty land where there is no wood and water. Note that right there, where there is no wood and water. We have right here in the KJV, it says, where no water is. But the Mitzvah Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Divine Majesty, and also in the other ancient scripts and the ancient manuscripts, even I'm going to check right here with the LXX, just in the studies of today's daily psalm, and exiles, as I and I, the Philashamor, the exiles, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, exiles, right? Even in this wilderness of this north country. So here, right here, in this opening verse right here, in a land that is not just barren of water or lacking water, that the Royal Amharic brings out. And looking right here at Septuaginta LXX, how often long for you, my flesh and land, are barren and untrodden and waterless land. But being barren in that sense is brought out even more forcibly in the midst of Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the Mezmor de Dawit, in the Psalms of David, of his Imperial Majesty, Gurmawi Kamal Haile Selassie, the thirsting soul satisfied in the sustainer. Utel Hulet, verse 2. Hailehinna kubrehin aizen indihu bemekdes wista temelekat tahu, to see, to pay attention, to see thy power and thy glory. Hailehinna kubrehin, haile, the eye power, hailehinna, the eyes, power, and kubrehin, and the eye, male's glory, aizen, so that to see, hailehinna kubrehin, aizen, indihu, like this, bemekdes wist. In the Mekdes, in the Mikdash, in the Hebrew say the Mikdash, the holy place, the Mekdes, Amarinya, the Mekdes wist, in the Mekdes wist, temelekatuhu, to so have, so as I have seen, here we have KJV bring out, so as I have seen the eye in the sanctuary, to see thy power and thy glory, hailehinna kubrehin aizen, in bihu. And so, like this, bemekdes wist temelekatuhu. So, like this, as I have seen, paid attention temelekatuhu, paid attention, seen the eye in the mekdes, in the holy place, in the sanctuary, in the isla. Kutel source, verse 3. Mihireti kahiweti shalalina kena feroche yamesegnuhal. Uter source mihirete kahiweti shalalina ken feroche yamesegnuhal. Because thy loving kindness, KJV brings out, is better than life. Mihirete, the I male loving kindness, mihirete, kahiwet, more than hewet, more than life. Ka, from hewet, ishalalina, for it's better. The eyes, mercy, loving kindness, mihirete, kahiwet, ishalalina, is better than life. Ken feroche, my lips, yamesegnu, they will praise the eye, male, ken feroche, yamesegnuhal, kutararat, verse 4. Indeed, behiwete zemen, amesegnahalo, be antem sim, ejochen, anesalo, here, kutararat, indeed, behiwete zemen, amesegnahalo, de antem sim, it your chain on the salo. KJV brings out as thus, indeed, like this, indeed, thus will I bless the eye while I live. Behiwete, in my life, zemen, season, in my living season. Behiwete, zemen, amesaginhalo, I will praise the eye, male. Beantem, and in the eye, speaking directly to he, who be we be, ante, beantem, and in the eyes, sim, beantem sim, and in the eyes, male name, beantem sim, ijochin, my hands, anesalo, ijochin, anesalo. I will lift up my hands, put your hands up, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Be antem sim, ijochin, anesalo. Kutaramist, verse 5. Nesi. Bekvena besibindemiat egbuat it egbalech ken feroche masimhin bedesta yamesegnal. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Nesse, my soul, my psyche, be kibe, like butter,
kibena besub sub well, anointing ointment, but in essence the kibena besub fatness in the mia tegbu as those which are satisfied to acknowledge. To acknowledge, she will be satisfied. Speaking of the psyche, speaking of the soul. Ken ferochim, ken ferochim, and my lips simihin, simih, simihin, simih, simihin, and the eyes name, speaking to he, and the eyes male name simihin, bedesta, bedesita, yamesegnalu, yamesegnalu, and my lips will be happy. Bedesta, Bedesita will be happy. Here KJV brings out, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Bamarinya, more so is brought out, and my lips. Once again, the lips in verse, we had in verse 4. Right? My lips shall praise. Kenferoche, Yameseganuhal will praise the eye. Male, here we have in Kutaramist, verse 5, Kenferochim, and my lips, and as for my lips, Kenferochim. Simmehin, the eyes, Sim, the eyes, male name, the Hashem, Simmehin, Bedesta, Yamesegnalu, Yamesegnalu. They will praise, praising the eye in happiness, praising the eye in joyfulness. Kutar Siddist, verse 6. Bemenyitayim, Asibahalu. When, remember this is a continuous, here we have this idea being continued here in Kutar Siddist, we have verse 6, the continuation of the idea, the menyatayim, menyata, where I tenya, lay down, menyatayim, my laying down place. My bemenyatayim, asibahalo, I will hasab, I will think, I will reckon, I will think deeply, right, upon the eye. The maledam, and in the early hours, the intercessory hours of the morning, the maledam, and nagar lahalo, the maledam, and in the maleda, this is when Maryam Magdaluit Maryam and the other woman came on that echud, that first day, Rishon, Yom HaRishon morning, in the maleda. The Malada, we call it the intercessory hours. It's like the 3 a.m., like in the West, the 3 a.m. to like the 6, the early hours, you know, right before the dawning. It says, the Malada minagar l'halo, I will speak to the eye. Here we have, when I remember thee upon my bed, the menyatayim asibahalo, and meditate and iditate on the eye in the night watches, the maledam, in the early hours of the morning, inagar lahalu, I will tell, I will speak to the eye, I will speak for the eye, I will speak to the eye, I will speak in favor of the eye, the maledam, inagar lahalu, kutar sabat. Verse 7, redate honehnyalina, bekinafochehim atela desa yilenyalina, because thou hast been my help, redate, I help, redate honehnyalina, for the I has been my help, no, it's a past tense for the I, because the I be my help. I is my help. Could I be my help? Redate honehnyalina be kinfochehim tila kinfoch the wings be kinfochehim and in the eyes male wings speaking directly to he who be who he be the tila the shadow be kinfochehim tila desyilnyalina therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice des happiness yilnyalina he says to me happiness it says joy it says this is a sense of happiness I'll be happy in that state of mind be kinfochehim tila desyilnyalina kutar cement verse 8 nefsi bechwala tekatat telech. In a name of Enye, take a belechin. My soul, my psyche, nefse, my psyche, my soul, bechwala. After the eye, male, she, my psyche, nefse, bechwala. After the eye, male, take a tatelech. She's following it's intensive of action. How the word is not just teketelech, but teketatelech. She's following behind the eye. She's seeking the eye. Nefse, the chwala, teketatelech. Here, KJV brings out a sense of my soul, my psyche, followeth hard after thee, I, male, inanim, and I, inanim, and I, as for I, kenye, pek evelachin, thy right hand, KJV has, upholdeth me, upholdeth I, bamarinya, nemets of kedus, and negus, and neges, inanim, and as for I, Kenya, the eye's right hand, she receives I, tekevelechin, she receives I, inanim, and as for I, Kenya, the eye's right hand, tekevelechin. So it's a beautiful verse, this verse, put a cement in nefse, bechala, tekatatelech, inanim, ak enye, tekevelechin, put a zeteng, verse 9. In our sugin, nesina lekentua felaguat, wadamidarat likaigabal. But those that seek my soul, that seek my psyche, in our sugin, however, on the other hand, them, in our sugin, however, them, nesin, my soul, nesin, the emphasis on the soul, nesin, on my soul, nesin, lekentu. For vanity, for worthlessness, for vanity, for leguat, they seek her, they, but those who seek my soul for vanity, for uselessness, for worthlessness, and our sugin, nesen lekentu of leguat, what a midarat ilik aigabalu, shall go into the lower parts, speaking about the duat, the sheol, right, the lower parts of the earth. What a midarat ilik, or the psychical, also the lower part of the psychical plane. What a midarat ilik, ilk yikabalum. Put an answer, verse 10. Let say if ijal foa yisetalu, yak abroma idilla fanta yihonalu, they shall fall by the sword. Let say if, sword, let say if, for the sword, let say if ij. For the hand of the sword, let's say if ij alfo, they will be like passed over. For the hand of the sword, you set alu passed over and given. They'll be like almost like betrayed. They'll be betrayed into the hand of the sword. Let's say if ij alfo, you set alu yekabrom idil, a portion idil of the luck, in the sense of luck of the foxes, the kebro yekabrom idila fanta. Becoming like a portion, Yehonalu, they shall be a portion for the foxes. Put an answer on to verse 11. Negus again, but the king, negus, but the negus again. Be egaziari heredesilawal, be arsu, yemi mila hulu yikabral, hesetina yeminagar afa yizagalina. But the king, Negus again, the king gin. However, on the other hand, the king. Negus again, be'egaziyari her desilewa. But the king, the negus, shall rejoice in egaziyari her, in the sustaining, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our father, source. Be'egaziyari her desilewa, des, happy, yilewa, says to him, happy says to him, joy says to him, that happiness, that joy should be in that happy state of mind, that joyful state of mind. In egaziyari her negus again, be'egaziyari her desilewa, be'arsu yamimillahu. Everyone, KJV has, everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. Be'arsu, in him, be'arsu, yemimil, the one who swear, hulu, all who swear, be'arsu, yemimil, hulu, yikabral, will glory, will honor, will glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Haset, Hasetin, Yaminagar Af Izagalina. Hasetin, Yaminagar Af. Haset, lies. Yaminagar, one who speak lies. Af, the mouth that speak lies. Hasetin, Yaminagar Af, the mouth that speaketh lies. Izagalina. For it will be stopped.
Libide to around the wicked, I go crumble. I be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked, them chimble. Libide, I be Bible.
Mazmur Silsahulet. Back and Nif Silsasost. Be Edomias Midrabeda, Benebaragize, Yedawit Mazmur. Amlaki, Wadan Tegasagisal.
ነፍሴ አንተን ተጠማች ስጋዬ አንተን እንዴት ናፈቀች እንጨትና ውሃ በሌለበት በምድረ በዳ ኃይልህንና ክብርህን አይዘንድ እንዲሁ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ተመለከትሁ ምሕረትህ ከሕይወት ይሻላልና ከንፈሮቼ ያመሰግኑሃል እንዲህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን አመሰግንሃለሁ ባንተም ስም እጆቼን አነሳለሁ ነፍሴ በቅቤና በስብ እንደሚጠግቡ ትጠግባለች ከንፈሮቼም ስምህን በደስታ ያመሰግናሉ በመኝታዬም አስብሃለሁ በማለዳም እናገርልሃለሁ ረዳት ይሆነኛልና በክንፎችህም ጥላ ደስ ይለኛልና ነፍሴ በኋላህ ተከታተለች እኔንም ቀኝህ ተቀበለች እነርሱ ግን ነፍሴን ለከንቱ ፈለጓት ወደ ምድር ጥልቅ ይገባሉ ለሰይፍ እጅ አልፈው ይሰጣሉ የቀበሮም ምድል ፈንታ ይሆናል ንጉሥ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱ የሚምን ሁሉ ይከብራል ሐሰትን የሚናገር አፍ ይዘጋልና
Yes, 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 yes. Today's daily psalm. A lot of correspondence is here with the wilderness tribe, the wilderness experience, even a hell-like experience, a Sheol, a Duat experience. But here, let's write us a 3-in-1 and then the Aliyot here for this 36th sabbatical study. When you step up,
let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. So right here, you're here for today's daily psalm, a 3-in-1 mix right here. The English, the Hebrew, the Amharic here. On the Jashidam come, the Bunu Shoppus mix right here.
Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Stopped.
Watch this.
מזמור סמך ג' מזמור לדוד ביותו במדבר יהודה אלוהים אלי אתה אשחרקה שמאה לך נפשי כמח לך ושרי בארץ צייה ועייף בלי מים כן בקודש חזיתיך לראות עוזך וכבודך כי טוב חסדך מחיים שחתי ישבחונך כן אברכך וחיי ושמך אשא חבי כמו חלב ודשן תשבע נפשי ושפתי רננות יהללתי אם זכרתיך על יצועי באשמורות אהגה בך כי היית עזרת לי ובצל כנפיך ארנן דבקה נפשי אחריך, בי תמך ימיניך, והמה לשואה יבקשו נפשי, יבואו בתחתיות הארץ, יגירוהו על ידי חרב, מנת שועלים יהיו, והמלך ישמח באלוהים, יתהלל כל הנשמע בו, כי יסחר פי דוברי שקר.
מזמור 62 בקנף 63 በኤዶሚያስ ምድረ በዳ በነበረ ጊዜ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አምላኬ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ገሰግሳለሁ፣ ነፍሴ አንተን ተጠማች፣ ሥጋዬ አንተን እንዴት ናፈቀች። እንጨትና ውሃ በሌለበት በምድረ በዳ ኃይልህንና ክብርህን አይ ዘንድ እንዲሁ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ተመለከትኩ። ምሕረትህ ከሕይወት ይሻላልና ከንፈሮቼ አመሰግኑሃል። እንዲህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ባንተም ስም እጆቼን አነሳለሁ። ነፍሴ በቅቤና በስብ እንደሚጠግቡ ትጠግባለች፣ ከንፈሮቼም ስምህን በደስታ ያመሰግናሉ። በመኝታዬም አስብሃለሁ፣ በማለዳም እናገርልሃለሁ። ረዳቴ ሆነኸኛልና በክንፎችህም ጥላ ደስ ይለኛልና። ነፍሴ በኋላህ ተከታተለች፣ እኔንም ቀኝህ ተቀበለች። እነርሱ ግን ነፍሴን ለከንቱ ፈለጓት፣ ወደ ምድር ጥልቅ ይገባሉ፣ ለሰይፍ እጅ አልፈው ይሰጣሉ፣ የቀበሮም እድል ፈንታ ይሆናል። ንጉሥ ግን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል፣ በእርሱ የሚምል ሁሉ ይከብራል። ሐሰትን የሚናገር አፍ ይዘጋል።
Journey through the wilderness and exile. How's the desert like exile, like the wilderness, like Sheol, like the underworld? Right here, here, here. Look more on that right here. Getting ready to ride out with this poor reading and feeding right here.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Yeah, let's read on the R word, the R word. What's the R word? Is it righteous or religious? Righteous or religious? What does the scripture say? Righteous or religious? Yes, I. So right here, here, right on this 36-bit ha'elotika. When you step up, when thou lightest up, bamarinyan amet haskadus, sitalequis. Sitalequis has more of the idea of when you light up, referring to the menorah, the lampstand. And even looking at the lampstand and the seven branches, the focus on the center between the three above, three below, we see also likeness of the menorah in man, the lights in man. More on that as we ride up more here, here, here. So we have the Torah reading, picking off Numbers chapter 8, from verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 16. Then we have the prophets reading the Haftarah, Zechariah chapter 2, focus verses 14 to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. In the Hadith Kidan, the Brit Chadasha, we have the New Covenant readings, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, focus verses 6 to 13, and Revelation chapter 11, focus verses 1 to 19. Some of the themes that we have right here for the Torah reading, the groundation here, 36 sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, as we pick up with Numbers chapter 8, Verse 1, we have the seven lamps of the lampstand called the menorah. Then in Numbers chapter 8, same chapter, around about verse 5, we have the consecration and the service of the Levites of Halloween, one of the two hosts. So we have the camps here. There's two main camps, the camps of the rank and file Israelites, the army, those according to the pedigree. And then we have the hosts of the service in the holy place, Halloween. And amongst Halloween, we have the HaKohanim, the priests, and then we have the rank and file Levites. So the consecration and the service of the Levites. In chapter 9, around about verse 1, we have the Passover at Sinai, the Passover, the celebration of the Passover. Remember, they spent about a year encamped at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. Same chapter, chapter 9, around about verse 15, we have the cloud and the fire, the cloud and the fire. Can we see a higher technology, cloud technology, the fire? The cloud and the fire, more on the cloud and the fire. In chapter 10, verse 1, we have the silver trumpet. So let's distinguish the ram's horn, known as the shofar. It's a ram's horn, made from the ram's horn. And we have here in Numbers chapter 10 for the signaling of the camps, right, to break camp, right, the signaling for the camps, the silver trumpets, the trumpets made out of silver, the silver trumpets. Numbers chapter 10, around about verse 11, we get to departure. They finally are moving forward after about a whole year, right, from Har Sinai, from Mount Sinai, the departure and the beginning of the trod through the wilderness, through the Midbar. Chapter 11, verse 1, we have the complaining, the murmuring and the complaining in the Midbar, in the wilderness, in the wilderness, in the desert. Same chapter, chapter 11, round about verse 16, we get the 70 elders. The 70 elders, this is one of the interesting points here, the 70 men that Moshe chose to bear the burden with him, and how only two of them remained prophesied, and the Spirit remained on two of them, speaking of Eldad and Medad. But here we have the 70 elders, a new set of elders, the 70 elders, and also a connection with the upper room of Zion, the feast of the Holy Spirit in the upper room, the Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon those in the upper room. We get a likeness here in the Midbar, in the wilderness, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 16, the 70 elders. Numbers chapter 11 at verse 31, we get the quail. Finally, their murmuring and complaining for debtors was to be somewhat satisfied, but of course with a judgment. So we have the quails. Also, we have the Kibrot Hata'awa. We have the graves of lust. The lust for debtors, the lust. So Ital truly is Vital. So here in Numbers chapter 12, verse 1, we have Aharon, Aaron, and Miriam, expressing what ones might describe as jealousy of Moshe. Right? There seemed to be some dispute amongst Aaron and Miriam, and particularly Miriam, because of the Cushite, because of Moshe's Ethiopian or Cushite wife. So what was going on there? Come, make reason. As we get to the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we get Zechariah chapter 2. Right? In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6, we have an interlude right here. We have an appeal. There's an appeal to the exile. So we have a theme and a theme, Chaburim, both in the Torah reading and feeding, concerning the wilderness experience, concerning exiles. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 63, David in the wilderness, and David also in exile. But here in the prophet Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6, where we get an interlude in the prophet Zechariah, it brings forward an appeal. There's a pleading and appeal to the exiles, even we, the Falashas, right? We are the Falashas, Falashamora here in the Americas and the Caribbean, the Beta Israel of the West. In Zechariah chapter 3 at verse 1, we get the fourth, there's a fourth vision. This fourth vision, it has Yehoshua, where Satan, Joshua, and Satan. Here we got Joshua kind of contending an interesting fourth vision here in Zechariah with Yehoshua, Joshua, and HaSatan, and the adversary known Hebraically as Satan. So in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1, we get the fifth vision. And in this fifth vision, it brings out even more here from the Torah reading and feeding for this 36th sabbatical, namely the lampstand. Lampstand. Of course, in many translations, I have candlesticks. That causes some confusion when you really apply the science. We're speaking of the lampstand powered by the shemen, powered by the oil, which in the scripture is also a symbol, a metaphor of the spirit of the Irid. And remember the lampstand, the seven branches in man. So we have the fifth vision in Zechariah, the lampstand and olive trees. The lampstand and the olive trees. Remember the lampstand is powered by the olive oil. So the portion commentary, I have more at the LOJS.org site for more on this Torah commentary, reading, and feeding, additional study, points of reference. Here we have the malcontents, or the discontented, the malcontents, the complainers, grumblers, mumblers, and complainers in the wilderness. The thought for the Shabuah right here, thought for the strong, the seven, quote, now the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of Yahuwah, in the hearing of Jehovah, a reading and interpretation of Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1. Now the people, they became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of Yahuwah, in the hearing of Jehovah. Now, another translation of this here from the Chumash, as in the people were as murmurers, speaking evil in the ears of Yahweh. And when Yahweh heard it, his anger was kindled. And the fire, the Ash Yahweh, the fire of Jehovah burned among them and devoured and ate up in the uttermost part of the camp. Other translations might have consumed. But in the Hebrew direct sense, the fire ate them up. So what do we have right here? Murmurers, complainers. When they left the Sinai region, this here is said based on the narrative to be adjacent to the inhabited land. They start to penetrate deeper and deeper into the great and dreadful wilderness. Now, this is brought out even in the fifth book of Moshe, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 19, that describes the wilderness as the great and dreadful wilderness. They became restless and began murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. Now, the wilderness, get this here, the wilderness appeared to them like a death trap, the wilderness. Some connect the Hebrew word that's also found right here with the Awain, or some might say Aven or Avon, ratchetness. And it renders the phrase differently when we look at the Hebrew. It can be rendered as they uttered words of wickedness, they uttered words of ratchetness. Here, y'all, about to ride up right here, those on the live stream, hopefully the eye of them are hearing clearly. Also here on the blog talk, one can call in, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. About to ride out with this Torah reading and feeding for this 36th sabbatical, Bir HaElotika, here for Shabbat, when you step up, when you light us up, when you aliyah up, when you go up. Now, also in this verse here, just zooming in on chapter 11, it's interesting how even in modern business, they say chapter 11 is bankruptcy. Well, we can apply that here in HaTorah. This number is chapter 11. It shows a particular iritical or spiritual bankruptcy amongst the B'nai Yisrael. It says in the uttermost parts of the camp. Now, according to some of the scholars of Torah, they interpret this to mean the uttermost parts of the camp, the lowest and the most debased persons in the camp, vis-a-vis, they say, the mixed multitude. Now, others understand this here when it says that the fire, the Esh Yahuwah, the fire of Jehovah, it burnt among them and devoured in the uttermost parts of the camp. Others interpret this and understand it as of the leading and most prominent men. Quite interesting here. So those who are in the uttermost parts of the camp, we know refers to the mixed multitude, but could this also be the lowest and most debased persons? And could it also be the leading and the most prominent men who also were the lowest and the most debased persons? And iritically, spiritually speaking, they were mixed multitude, like other peoples, because they had mixed allegiances, as comes out much more. Because the thing about this here is that they no doubt had animals. People must have had animals. They had stock. They had animals as they came out of Mitzrayim. Therefore, question, why didn't they, if they wanted to eat meat, they had their own animals? Or is it because if we read HaTorah correctly, that any sort of killing of an animal could be and would be regarded as a sacrifice, and if it was not brought to the sanctuary, that particular Israelite would be in bad standing, covenantally speaking. But here, brothers and sisters, let's ride up right here. Let's reason more on this, as there is a lot of very important themes, not just then, but also applies to the once lost, now found here, even here in the wilderness of North America, these North countries, here in the wilderness, right, of the Americas and the Caribbean. But let's ride up right here. First of all, bless art thou, Ata Yahuwah, O Jehovah.
Psalm 119, the 12th verse, right here. Psalm 119, the 12th verse, right here. It says, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Baruch ata Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka, thy statutes." Blessed art thou, the key phrase, Baruch ata Yahuwah. We say the Hashem. Other Yehudis would replace the Hashem, the Yod Hey Wehey, Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahweh. They replace it by Adonai. So you might often hear Yehudi say, Baruch Ata, Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai.
We taught them that. Baruch Ata Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Blessed art thou. In relation of man to Ha Elohim, to the power, Ha Elohim, to bless. What does to bless mean in relation of man to Ha Elohim? It means to prosper. To prosper his cause by our I concentration, focus of heart, heartical, focus of heart, soul, and might to the advancement of his kingdom, Malkuto, in the royal Amharic, to Mengistu, to his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, right, as it is in heaven. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So once again, we know that blessing in the sense of Elohim to man is to cause us to increase, to increase, to increase. But how is it that we can bless he who be who he be? How can we increase? You know, we can't increase him. He is the Almighty. So the reason here, and this is coming from today's Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou, Baruch Ata, 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 the I, speaking directly to him. Speaking to him male, Ata, Baruch Ata, blessed art the I, he who be who he be. In relation of man, of I, not a human being, to the power to bless, it means to prosper his cause by I and I focus, our concentration, of heart, heartically, soul, psychically, might, to the advancement of Malkuto, Mengistu, and the advancement of his kingdom, even the fulfillment of our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes, I, Rastafari.
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 Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai
Echad. Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai. Hamborak, bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak le'olam wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak le'olam wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher bahar banu mikol ha'amim. U'natan lanu et torato. Baruch Ata Adonai noten ha'torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Man, that is blessed. All he needs to do is follow the spirit which is legit. That is how we all grow. Know him, Elohim. Man, that is blessed. All he needs to do is follow. Man, that is blessed. Man, that is blessed. Man, that is blessed. All he needs to do is follow the spirit which is legit. That is how we all grow. Know him, Elohim.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak Le'olam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh, noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaberim, Shalom. For this Rastafari sabbatical study, this 36,
Here.
First Aliyah. The Aliyah for the Yom HaRishon, for the first day, the first Aliyah of the seven. Here picking up the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers. Numbers chapter 8, the order of the host, the 15th item, the lamps, and here in the scope it says candlesticks, but upgrade that, rephrase that, the lampstand. As we mentioned before, there would not be candles in that latter-day conventional sense because they don't run on wax, but they run on oil. So here, the Hebrew first words and the first aliyah for this Shabbat, B'ha'elotika. B'shem Ha'av, Ha'bein, Ha'ruach, Ha'kadosh, Yahweh, Echad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, He will be, we be, the One. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers from the Sefer Bamidbar. Vaydaberi Yahweh il Moshe leimor, daber il Aharon we emarta elayo, b'ha elotika et ha'nerot illa mula b'nei ha'menorah. Ya'iru shibata ha-nerot. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, Lamor, saying, speak to Aaron, daber il Aharon, and say to him, with amarta elayo, when thou lightest bi ha-elotika et ha-nerot, the seven lamps shall give light over against the lampstand, the menorah. Ilamul b'nei ha-menorah yairu shiba'ata ha-nerot. And Aaron, Aharon, did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against ha-menorah, the lampstand, as Yahweh HaKadosh Baruch Hashem commanded Moshe. And this work of the lampstand, HaMenorah, was of beaten gold. To the shaft thereof, to the flowers thereof, was beaten work according to the pattern which the Yahweh had shewed Moshe. So he made HaMenorah, the lampstand. The order of the host, the 16th item, cleansing Ha-Lewim, cleansing the Lewawion, cleansing the Levites, verse 5. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, take Ha-Lewim, take the Levites from among the Bnei Israel, the sons, the children of Israel, and cleanse them. And thus, like this, shalt thou do to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them make them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them make them take a young bullock with his Minka, meal offering, even fine flour mingled with shemen, oil. And another young bullock shalt thou take for a chatat, a sin offering, akri offering. And thou shalt bring Ha-Lewim, the Levites, before the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle, the congregation, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. And thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the Bnei Yisrael together. And thou shalt bring Ha-Lewim, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and the Bnei Yisrael shall put their hands upon Ha-Lewim, the Levites. And Aaron, shall offer Ha-Lewim, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for an offering of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Yahweh, and Halloween, the Levite shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and thou shalt offer the one for a chatat, a sin, a lack offering, and the other for an olah, for a burn, the holocaust offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to make a kippur, a atonement for Halloween, the Levite. And thou shalt set Halloween before Aharon and before Benaiah, his sons, and offer them for an offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Thus, like this, shalt thou separate Halloween, the Levites, from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, and Halloween, and the Levites, the Lewawiyan, shall be my. And here, for the second, the Sheini Aliyah, for this Shabbat, B'ha'eloteka, here picking up with verse 15, Numbers chapter 8, verse 15, for the Sheini Aliyah, the second offering up, Anaphora, here for this Shabbat, B'ha'eloteka, V'acharei Ken, Ya'bo'u, Ha Elohim la eboda eta ohela moed we ti harta otam we he nafta otam te nufa. And after that Halloween, the Levites, and after that shall the Levites, the Lewawiyan, go in to do the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent of appointments, the tabernacle of the aggregation. And thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering, for they are wholly given to me, to I, from among the Bnei Yisrael, from among the sons of Yisrael, instead of such as open every womb, every matrix, even instead of the firstborn of all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, have I taken them to me, have I taken them to I. For all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, I sanctified them for myself, for myself. And I have taken Halloween, the Levites, for all the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael. And I have given Halloween as a gift to Aharon and to Benaiah, his sons from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, to do the service of the Bnei Yisrael in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tent of appointments, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and to make an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, that there be no plague among the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Bnei Yisrael come near to the sanctuary. And Moshe, where Aharon and all the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, did to Halloween the Levites according to all that the Yahweh commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, concerning the Lewawiyan, the Levites, so did the Bnei Yisrael, Yisrael Joch, the children of Israel, to them. And the Lewawiyan, Halloween, the Levites, were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aharon offered them as an offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and Aharon made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went Halloween, the Levites, in to do their service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, before Aharon, Aaron, and before Benaiah, his sons, as the Yahweh had commanded Moshe concerning Halloween, so did they to them. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth to Halloween. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the Ohel Moed, in the tabernacle of the aggregation, the tent of meeting, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus, like this, shalt thou do to Halloween, to the Levites, touching their charge.
Hear, O Israel, Hear, O Israel.
Here for the third Aliyah, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Biha Elotika. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers chapter 9. The order of the host, the 17th item, Pesach, Passover. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah, Anaphora offering up for this Shabbat, Biha Elotika. Why Daberi Yahuwah El Moshe? B'midbar Sinai, ba'shana hashenit le'tziata me'aretz mitzrayim ba'chodesh ha'rishon le'mor. And Yahweh spake to Moshe in the wilderness, the midbar of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Mitzrayim, saying, let make the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, also keep HaPesach, the Passover, Fasika, at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, of this moon, at even, ye all shall keep it in his appointed season. According to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye all keep it. And Moshe spake to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, that they should keep HaPesach, the Fasika, the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, the first moon, at evening, in the midbar of Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. According to all that Yahweh commanded Moshe, so did the Bnei Yisrael, so did the sons, the children of Yisrael. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body, the dead psyche of a man, that they could not keep the Pesach, HaPesach, the Passover, on that day. And they came before Moshe and before Aharon on that day. And those men said to him, I are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of Yahweh, of Jehovah, in his appointed season among the Bnei Yisrael? And Moshe said to them, stand still, and I will hear what the Yahweh will command concerning you. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, Lamor, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, dead psyche, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep HaPesach, the Passover, Fasika, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the 14th day of the second month, the second moon, at evening. They shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it to Habokar, to the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of HaPesach, Passover, Fasika. They shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbeareth to keep HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasika, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his, her people, because he brought not the offering of the Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his uckery, his chatiyat, his fokery. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep HaPesach, the Passover, Fasika, to the Yahweh, according to the ordinance of HaPesach, Passover, Fasika, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye, y'all, shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land, in the land, in the land, the land, the land. And here, at the Rebbe'i, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat, Here we pick up with fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Numbers, called Numbers. Picking up here for the Rebi'i Aliyah, offering up an Afora for this Shabbat, the Ha'elotika, here at the 15th verse, Numbers 9 and 15, for the Rebi'i Aliyah. Uwa biyoma hakima etaha mishkana kisa hey anana etaha mishkan le ohela ha eduta u ba ereva yihye alaha mishkan k mara e eish adabok er. Here for the Rebi'i, the fourth aliyah, here at Numbers chapter 9, verse 15, the order of the host, the guiding cloud. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of testimony. The cloud covered HaMishkan, namely the tent of testimony. The Ohel Ha Edu. And at evening, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of Aish, fire, until the morning, Ad Boker. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire, Aish, by night. And when the cloud, the Anan, was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, journeyed. And in the place, the Makom, where the Anan, the cloud, abode, there the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, pitched their tents. At the command of the Yahweh, He who be, the Bnei Yisrael journey. And at the command of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, He who be, they pitched at the mouth. Alfi Yahuwah, at the Alfi Yahuwah, at the mouth of the Yahweh, the Bnei Yisrael journey, and we Alfi Yahuwah. And at the mouth of the Yahweh they pitched. As long as the cloud Ha'anan abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, kept the charge of the Yahweh and journeyed not. And so it was when Ha'anan, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment, the mouth of the Yahweh, they abode in their tents. And according to the mouth, the commandment of He who be, who he be, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandments, the mouth of He who be, who he be, they journey. And so it was when the cloud abode from evening to the morning, and that the cloud Ha'anan was taken up in the morning, then they journey, whether it was by day or by night, that Ha'anan, the cloud, was taken up, they journey, or whether it were 2 days or a month, a moon, or a shana, a year, that Ha'anan, the cloud, tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the Bnei Yisrael abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed at the commandment. At the commandments, at the mouth, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, at the mouth of Jehovah, they rested in their tents, and at the mouth, the commandment, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, at the mouth of Jehovah, they journey. They kept the charge of the Yahweh, at the commandment, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, Al-Fi-Yahuwah, the Yad Moshe, at the commandment, the mouth of the Yahweh, by the yard, the hand of Moshe, the hand of Moses,
the hand of Moses,
the hand of Moses,
the hand of Moses, the hand of Moses, the hand of Moses.
Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Numbers. Here, Numbers chapter 10, the order of the host. The 19th item, the silver assembly trumpets. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, make thee, the eye, two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to the eye, at the patach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, of the appointment. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads, the Nasim, Hanasim, the princes which are the Roshe, the Rashes of the thousands of Yisrael, shall gather themselves to the eye. When ye all blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation, the aggregation, is to be gathered together, ye all shall blow, but ye all shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aharon of Aaron, the priests, Kohanim, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever, for ever, throughout your generations. And if ye all go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth, rephrase that, downpresseth you, then ye all shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye all shall be remembered, lifne Yahuwah Elohim, before he who ye be, your Elohim, and ye all shall be saved from your enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, your moons, ye all shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your shalamim, peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your Elohim, Ani Yahuwah Elohim.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
And hear, give ear, Shema. We are at the Hamishi Aliyah for this Torah portion reading and feeding for Shabbat Biha Elotika, here at the Hamishi Aliyah. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 10, here verse 11 to verse 34 for the Hamishi Aliyah. Hamishi Aliyah. Vayehi ba shana ha shenit ba chodesh ha sheni bi esarim ba chodesh na'ila ha enan ha anan me ala mishkan ha edut. Here for the Hamishi Aliyah, from Sinai to the Kadesh Barnea. First item, the first march, the halt in Paran. Verse 11 for the Hamishi Aliyah for this Shabbat B'Ha'ilotika. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, the second moon in the second year, that Ha'anan, the cloud, was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. The cloud was taken up from off of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, took their journeys out of the Midbar, out of the wilderness of Sinai, the wilderness of Sinai, and Ha'anan, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Yahweh by the hand
by the hand of Moshe, according to the mouth of he who be who he be, by the hand of Moses. Al pi Yahuwah b'yad Moshe. Al pi Yahuwah b'yad Moshe. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the Bnei Yehuda. The Bnei Yehuda, the children of Judah, according to their armies. And over his host was Nahshon, the son of Aminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down. And the Bnei Gershon, the sons of Gershon, and the Bnei Merari, the sons of Merari, set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward, according to their armies. And over his host was Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Simeon, the children of Simeon, was Shelumiel, the son of Zori Shaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Gad, the children of Gad, was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary, and the other did set up the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. And over his host was Elishama, the son of Amihud. And over the host of the children of Manasseh, and over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Manasseh, the sons, the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzor. And over the host of the tribe of the Bnei Binyam, the sons of Benjamin, the children of Benjamin, was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan, the Bnei Dan, the sons of Dan, set forward, which was the reward of all the camps throughout their hosts. And over his hosts was Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. And over the hosts of the tribe of the Bnei Asher, the children, the sons of Asher, was Pagiel, the son of Okran. And over the hosts of the tribe of the Bnei Naphtali, the children, the sons of Naphtali, was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus, like this, were the journeyings of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children, the sons of Yisrael, according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said to Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law. We are journeying. I and I are journeying, are trodden. We are journeying to the place of which the Yahweh said, I will give it you. Come thou, the I with us, with I and I, and we, I and I, will do the I good. For the Yahweh hath spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, leave us not, leave I and I not, I pray thee, I pray the I. For as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp Bamidbar in the wilderness, and thou, the I, mayest be to us, to I and I, instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, with I and I, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, shall do to us, to I and I, the same will we, I and I, do to thee, the I, 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 the I. And they departed from the mount of the Yahweh, 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And Ha'anan, the cloud of the Yahweh, Yahweh, was upon them by day when they went out of the can. And hear, Shema, give ear right here for the Shay Shi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bit Ha Elotika, for this Senvet Sitalequis, here, picking up fourth book of Moshe. Fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers for the sixth Aliyah, the Sheshi Aliyah, Numbers chapter 10, picking up at verse 35 to Numbers 11, verse 29. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah. Vayehi bi nisoah ha aron, vayomer Moshe. Umahiyoa, we yafuchu oibeka, we yanusu misoneka mipaneka. And it came to pass when the ark set forward, Wayehi bi nisoa Haron, that Moses said, Vayomer Moshe, rise up, Jehovah, and make thine enemies be scattered, and make them that hate thee I flee before the eye. Flee before the eye's presence, the eye's perception. Vayehi bi nisoah Aaron, Vayomer Moshe, Umah Yahwa. Umah, rise up, O Jehovah, why Yafutsu Oiveka, rise up, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, and make thine enemies be scattered. We Yafutsu Oiveka, we Yanusu Misoneka, Mipaneka, and make them that hate the eye, make those that hate the eye flee. Why anusu misoneka, flee before the eye, mipaneka, before the eye's face, before the eye's presence, before the eye's perception. And when it rested, he said, return, O Yahweh, O Jehovah, to the many thousands, to the 10,000, to the many thousands of Yisrael. And when it rested, when it rested, Yomar, he said, Shubah Yahwa, return, O Jehovah, Shubah Adonai, Shubah Yahwah, Ribabot Alfi Yisrael. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers chapter 11, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Second item, the fire of the Yahweh, the fire of Adonai at Tabera. And when Ha'am, the people, complained, it displeased the Yahweh, and the Yahweh heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Yahweh burnt among them, and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And Ha'am and the people cried to Moshe. And when Moshe prayed to Jehovah, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Tabera, because the fire of the Yahweh burnt amongst them. And he called the place Tabera, Ki Ba'era Bam Eshiowa, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. The third item, the flesh pots of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, the flesh pots of Egypt, verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, also wept again and said, who shall give us Einai flesh, that is, flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, Gibbet, in Kemet, freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of bdellium. And Ha'am, the people, went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp, and when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the Layla, the manna, manhu, the manna fell upon it. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Fourth item, the complaint of Moshe. The complaint of Moses. Verse 10. Then Moshe heard Ha'am, the people, weep throughout their families, every man at the door of his tent. And the anger of the Yahweh was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moshe said, Yahweh, to Jehovah, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore, why have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them? That thou shouldest say to I, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the suckling child, to the land which thou swearest to their fathers, their patriarchs. Whence, from where, should I have flesh to give to all this people? For they weep to me, saying, give us flesh, give Einai debtors, give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill I, I pray thee, I, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight. And let me, make I not see my wretchedness. My wretchedness. From Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, the fifth item, the 70 elders. The 70 elders. Verse 16. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, to Moses, gather to I, 70 men of the Ziknei Yisrael, of the Shemagale, the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of Ha'am, and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, of the appointment, the Ohel Moed, that they may stand there with thee, I. And I will come down and talk with thee, I, there. And I will take of Haruach, of the spirit of the Irit, which is upon thee, I. And I will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of Ha'am, of the people, with thee, I. That thou bear it, not thyself alone, all one. And say thou to Ha'am, sanctify, set yourselves apart, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. And ye and y'all shall eat flesh.
for ye, for y'all, have wept in the ears of Yahweh, of Jehovah, saying, who shall give us flesh? That is, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us, with I and I, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt. Therefore, Yahweh, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, Jehovah, will give you flesh. And ye, y'all, shall eat. Ye, y'all, shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, a whole moon, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome to you, because that ye, y'all, have despised Yahweh, Jehovah, which who is among you, because that y'all have despised Yahweh, Jehovah, who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why camest we forth, Mitzrayim? Why do we come forth out of Kemet, out of Egypt, 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 Egypt? And Moshe said, Ha'am, the people, among whom I am, are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month, a whole moon. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? Suffice them? And Yahweh and Jehovah said to Moshe, is the Yahweh's yad, is the Yahweh's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass to the eye or not. And Moshe went out and told Ha'am the words of Yahweh, he who be who he be, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of Ha'am, the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Yahweh Yahweh came down in a cloud and spake to him and took of Ha-Ruach, the spirit, the irit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit Ha-Ruach, the irit, rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. They prophesied, but they did so no more. They prophesied, but they did not continue. Wayita nabu lo yasafu. From Sinai, Sinai, to Kadesh Barnea, the sixth item, Eldad and Medad prophesy. Verse 26. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And Haruach, the Ruach, the Spirit, rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out to the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moshe, Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Yehoshua, Joshua, Yasu, the son of Nun, the servant of Moshe, one of his young men, answered and said, my lord Moshe, forbid them. And Moshe said to him, envious thou for my sake? Would Elohim that all Yahweh's Jehovah's people were prophets, and that the Yahweh would put Ruho, his spirit, his irit, upon them.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear for the Shabi'i Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Abiha Eloteka, Shalom, for this Enbet, Sitalequis,
Salaam. Here, picking up with Numbers chapter 11 at verse 30 for the Shebi'i, the seventh Aliyah Nafra offering up. Waya Asif. Wayasif Moshe Ilaha Mahane with Zikne Israel. And Moshe got him into the camp. He and the Zikne Israel and the elders of Israel from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. The seventh item here at this Shebi'i Aliyah here for Shabbat Beha'elotika, the quails and the plague. The quails and the plague. Verse 31. And there went forth a wind from the Yahweh. And there went forth a wind from the Yahweh, he who be, we be, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And Ha'am and the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathereth least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, it was chewed. The wrath of Yahweh was kindled against Ha'am, the people. And Yahweh smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of the place Kibrot Hatawa, or the Kibrot Hatawa. Hata'awa, Hata'ava, because they buried Ha'am the people that lusted. And Ha'am the people journeyed from Kibrota Hata'ava to Hazerot and abode at Hazerot. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that's called Numbers, chapter 12, from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea, the eighth item right here, the murmuring of Miriam, where Aharon and Aaron. And Miriam and Aharon spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman, a Cushawite, a Cushite ish. And they said, hath the Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us, by I and I? And the Yahweh heard it. Now, the man Moshe was very meek to hoot above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Yahweh spake suddenly to Moshe and to Aharon and to Miriam. Come out, y'all three, to the tabernacle of the congregation, to the Ohel Moed, tent of meeting. And they three came out. And the Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the petach of the tabernacle and called Aharon, where Miriam, Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Yahweh, he who be, we be, will make myself known to him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Yahweh Yahuwah shall he behold. Wherefore then were y'all not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? And the anger of Yahuwah of Jehovah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud Anan departed from off the tabernacle. And the cloud departed from off
of the And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aharon looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aharon said to Moshe, "Alas, alas, my Lord, alas, my Lord, alas, alas, my Lord, alas, I beseech the eye, lay not the chet, the chetiat upon the akri, upon I and I, wherein we, I and I, have done foolishly, wherein we have sinned, have upped up. Make her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed, when he cometh out of his mother's womb." And Moshe cried to Yahweh, and Moshe cried to Jehovah, saying, "Heal her now, O God, I beseech the eye. Why you ta'ak, Moshe, Eliyahu, Leimor, El na, Rifa na laha, El na,
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad?
Yes, I hear, calling, tune in, Rastafari Israelites. We got to pick up, begin right here now with that seventh Ali again, brothers and sisters. Yes, I calling for the fulfillment right here. Here for the Sunday service. The first day service on the ear and the irid begins right now. Yes, I tune in.